morning. You're okay.
Oh, I'm not okay.
You're doing a great job so far.
All right.
Do you need the encouragement?
Well, I think this morning I'm going to have to call my alarm into my office.
Oh, no.
Because she's fired.
Are you sure you're... Okay, hold on. Back up. Okay. Are you sure your alarm is a she?
Yeah, because she doesn't work all the time.
Oh, my God. You're bitter. You're bitter.
You know, there's sometimes in life where you just have to let people go. Like, you have to say goodbye forever.
Goodbye.
You have to say, you goodbye. Are not a part of my life anymore. Ever again. Get out.
Yeah.
I'm doing that today.
Real? Man. Yeah.
Okay. Her name is Sleep Cycle, and she is an app I use to wake up every day.
Sorry you had to pay for her.
Fired. Yeah, right?
Messed up.
So, yeah.
So that's why it is 6:16, and this is the first time we are talking.
Hey, why you gotta call me out, bro?
Because I have, you know what? Necessary.
It's necessary. Who's static?
That's from Albuquerque.
Matthew.
What is up, Matthew?
Are you guys arguing in there?
No, we're not, actually.
Zero. We're having an elevated conversation.
Hey, is Steve-O giving you a headache at this hour in the morning, Mitch?
You know, he's only been here for 30 seconds because he was late this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you were late, Steve-O. Yeah.
Here's some Ibutab, though.
Thank you.
Just in case.
So is it traffic or is it a...
Oh, dude, traffic at this hour is crazy. There's so much traffic on the road.
So, yes, did you hear about the accident, Steve-O, on I-4 yesterday?
No.
Yesterday, I was at the dentist, and my dad called me and said, don't take I-40 to go home because of the crash on I-40 yesterday.
No way.
I was at the dentist yesterday as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't do anything interesting.
Oh, really?
No.
You have perfect teeth?
No, they're just like, hey, let's set up a... There was like a consultation, and my husband didn't tell me that.
Oh. So,
don't you hate surprises, guys?
I hate surprises.
Especially when it's a dental surprise.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the worst.
Oh, my goodness. So, is your wife Chrissy excited about the baby?
My wife Chrissy is. I'd say she is.
Hey, can I get a song request, please?
You can.
Steve-O, I know you're joking.
I said you can. C-A-N.
Hey, see?
I space. Wait, no, you. Never mind.
Okay,
you
yeah.
Space. C.
What are you? Are you that tech speak? It's Y-O-U. Spell it correctly.
I'm sorry.
Okay. What I would like to have you guys play this morning is some more Amberlin, please.
More Amberlin, please.
Okay. Thank you, Steve-O.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is that like the Ovaltine commercial? More Amberlin, please.
Apparently.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. Steve-O?
Yeah. I'm going to wake up now,
okay.
I promise.
Good.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kids.
You all right?
Hospital bed.
Oh, maybe you should go to the hospital.
Oh, why would I do that?
Because I know one person who's in the hospital right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's in the hospital?
Maria Pestrikov?
Or Maria.
Maria.
Oh. Or Maria.
I said the whole name wrong. Did you see me?
What's her name?
I don't know. I don't know.
So you don't know who's in the hospital?
No, I don't. Right? Well, I know she's in the hospital. I just...
Oh, man. Where are you going with this?
I just know that she's in the hospital because she fell off a cliff.
What?
Oh, she fell off the cliff while texting.
Wait. Who are you talking about?
Her name... I don't know her.
Oh, okay.
But she's from Kodiak, Alaska.
All right.
Maria Pest... I don't know.
You can do it.
P. Maria P. Emergency responders in Kodiak say they had to overcome the challenges of a cliff.
Wow.
As well as incoming tide to rescue a woman who fell 60 feet onto rocks.
Whoa. Yeah. Onto rocks?
Onto rocks.
Oh,
and
dude.
She survived. So they heard her screams. But what she was doing, this is a good reason. To
go to the hospital?
There's a reason to never go to the hospital. This is it. The report says that she slipped as she was texting on her phone at the same time she tried to toss a cigarette over the cliff edge. So this is the dangers of texting while standing by a cliff.
And littering.
And littering. we're going to have
to
find you for
that. This is what happens if you litter. So the next time you think about throwing a cigarette out your window, don't, because your car will fall over a 60-foot cliff.
Yeah, her friend Anthony heard her screams from the rocks below and called emergency responders.
Her friend?
Her friend.
How is that even possible? I mean, where was the friend the moment she fell 60 feet?
I don't know, but she was only 10 feet from the incoming tide, and so that they placed her on a rolled stretcher and hauled her up the cliff to the ambulance. Okay, maybe she just shouldn't be texting by a cliff.
Yeah, I'm starting to think texting in general is just bad for your health.
It's bad. Okay.
Accidents, falling off of cliffs.
But think about this. When you're standing by a cliff, the last thing you're going to think of is probably texting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even want to take a picture because I'm afraid my equilibrium will be thrown off and I'll just fall.
Over a cliff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you're trying to take a picture.
You're going to back up. Saying. Static.
So many morals to this story, dude.
I know, right?
I'm just like, and here's the thing that gets me first. It's like, it's almost like I'd rather not make the call for help because I'd be so embarrassed, right? How awful is that?
Yeah, but what would be worse, though? Not making the call for help and dying, and then people finding out, like, what was she doing? And your cell phone's in your hand, like, dead.
No, dude, honestly, yeah, I get it. Dude, I'm just saying, you know, when I heard that story just now, I'm like, is this real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, how many things could you be doing wrong at one moment?
Right. She was clubbing a baby seal with her foot.
While smoking a cigarette high on pot and fell off a cliff.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's pretty crazy.
She's got about seven life changes to make in one fell swoop.
Seriously, that's a rad teaching story.
Yeah.
That's an awesome, yes, dude, that is an awesome teaching moment. Anyway, dude, I love you guys, man.
I hope you
have a great day.
All
bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye. Shane! So we're talking about this woman who totally fell off a cliff.
Yeah, she fell off a cliff while texting. She lost her balance as she was texting and flicking her cigarette. So not only is she in the hospital with crazy injuries, she's probably going to get fined.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, she has lung cancer. She could. We don't know.
She has lung cancer and she's been fined for littering with her cigarette.
Dude, texting while walking now is dangerous?
Yeah. Actually, in England... Somewhere in England, I don't know, I can't be specific because I don't have the story
you don't
in front
really
of me.
Know. You're
yes, I do. I saw pictures.
Somewhere.
Somewhere in England.
On the other side of the ocean.
Where it is later today.
And they speak funny.
They have padding around the poles because people keep walking into them.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Didn't you walk into a pole?
But I wasn't texting. I was watching someone fall off a skateboard. It's completely different.
Have you ever been in like a text accident of any kind? Like not paying attention, texting and driving?
Actually.
Or not even driving.
Same place where I ran into the pole. I was texting and I didn't know the steps were. Because it was Zimmerman Library.
Okay.
The plaza area in the middle.
Yeah.
So steps down into... And I ended up... Oh gosh. I was texting and I didn't know the steps were coming up. And so I was walking down the steps. So I... You know, the feeling...
Oh yeah.
Missing a step when you're asleep. That happened in real life, and I ended up just running down the steps because I couldn't catch myself.
At least you didn't fall.
I didn't fall, but it was like, it was adrenaline.
And then you just kept jogging. I meant to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Static.
Hey, guys. New York City, they actually banned like texting and walking or something like that because people were texting and walking right in the middle of traffic.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Dude, unbelievable. You too, man. This is unreal. Texting and anything. Should they just ban texting? Because it seems like, you know.
Texting is just all around bad for you.
Apparently.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, lately texting is funny because then you can prove a conversation happened.
Right.
But otherwise, it takes forever. And I'm like, oh, I'll just call them.
Obviously, I cannot text and drive because you've been around me while I text. I can't text and do anything.
No, you can't.
We were in a meeting yesterday, and everybody's like talking to me. Hey, you should talk to Dave and make sure blah, 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 blah.
You're very obviously on your phone, like, scrolling.
So then it's like, okay, I'm going to text him while I'm having a conversation with you. And I hold on, sorry. I can't do two things at once. I can't. Chrissy makes fun of me for that all the time. I'll be mid-conversation if somebody texts me, and I need to respond to this. So anyways, I was saying the bear in the blue. What was I talking about? I'm sorry. Hold on, let me just text.
Yeah,
I can't text and talk.
You can't do two things at once. It doesn't matter
period.
If texting is involved.
I can't multitask. I've learned that.
Actually, the one thing you can... The thing is, you should be able to text and talk. I'm calling you out right now.
Okay.
You should be able to text and talk. You should be able to do two things at once because you talk and you run the board and you push all these buttons.
Yeah, but that's like a... What are those called? Those brain function things that it's like not unresponsive. What are they called? It's like, it's really early, Mitch.
I don't know.
What are those things called? Reflexes?
Muscle memory?
Muscle memory?
No.
Thingies?
I don't
you're
know
right,
what you're
though.
About.
I'm Darth Vader over here with all these faders.
Yeah.
And I talk at the same time.
Yeah.
But half the time you're talking. So that helps. Because I don't know if I really could. Here, let's try. What am I going to do?
See, if you know what you're going to do, then...
Think about it, I can't do anything.
Yeah, but...
I really can't.
Mostly we can agree that texting and doing anything else is completely dangerous.
Yeah.
Because then you could text the wrong person, you could start saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
either
it's
out
the
loud.
Worst.
Have you ever started talking and saying your text out loud?
Absolutely. Wait, sorry, that was the text. We were talking about something completely different. I don't know why I said that. Yeah. So a woman texting, walking, and apparently trying to flick a cigarette at the same time.
Off a cliff.
Fell over a cliff, 60 feet, while texting. So the question is, any texting accidents, any texting injuries?
Oh.
There you go. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Texting accidents, for
accidents,
sure.
Accidents, injuries. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done while texting?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Got some House of Heroes for you. And, of course, more of your conversation right after this. Yeah?
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The Modern Post, Grace Alone, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
You doing all right now?
I am. I'm doing better.
Steve-O?
Mitch?
Just kidding.
Was that a question?
It
felt like a question.
That was Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Love that dude.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
Pretty great.
Aw, yeah.
That's
We're
right.
We're strutting down the road, texting on a football. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And that is pretty much what happened, except there were no roads.
No roads. Maria was not strutting.
No roads for Maria from Kodiak, Alaska. She was texting and flicking a cigarette at the same time, so she was more than multitasking.
That's like, I don't even know how that's possible.
She was texting.
One hand texting and then flicking. Flick?
Yeah, well, it's not possible because she lost her balance and fell off a 60-foot cliff onto rocks. She survived, don't worry. She's alive.
She's alive.
She's alive. She, her friend Anthony Burke heard her screams. And called an ambulance. But yeah, so she was...
60 feet!
I don't even think I'd survive like a 10-foot fall.
So I think the question is, what is the dumbest thing you've ever done when you weren't paying attention?
Yeah.
Texting, whatever it is.
Have you done anything dumb while texting? Besides probably texting like the wrong person. Because that's always
awkward.
I'm
trying to think if I've ever done anything... I know how, like, Neanderthal-ish I get texting, so I know I can't do anything else.
Stop in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah. I won't move. We could be walking to SoPo.
No, it takes 7 minutes to walk to SoPo. This is a 30-second walk.
Yeah, I could... Oh, stop. Click, 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 click. Send. Okay, I can walk. I can't do anything. Like, my brain shuts down for some reason. It's really hard to type with your thumbs. It's so hard.
Yeah, but you don't. You type with like your pointer finger.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes.
That ruined that. Really? Are you sure?
You scroll. Yeah, you don't use an iPhone, right?
I do. Okay. Okay. Well, either way, I don't think I've ever, you know, I will say I used to text while I would be driving or something.
Oh, like last week, so you've quit since then.
What? Last week? What are you talking about? No, I have not. Did not. No, I didn't.
I'm just kidding. No.
I've never almost killed us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't now.
No, it's...
I will admit that I used to, and then I recognized the fact that I can't do anything while texting, much less trying to operate heavy machinery or a vehicle. So I won't.
I used to text while driving too, but then I got a smartphone where you can't feel any of the buttons.
Oh.
So,
because you used to be able to do it without looking?
Yeah, I used to just like flip open my phone. That's right. Flip phone. And I know how to get to the text.
The
I know how many,
whatever.
I know how many clicks it takes on the right button to get to the text message and the right person I'm texting. Like, I remember one time my phone broke in half. So I couldn't see anything. There was no screen, but I could still make calls. I could still text people accurately.
Wow.
And I did this for like a week before I got a new phone.
Amazing.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah. And then when I called people,
uh-huh.
I just put them on speaker.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Yeah. It was pretty miserable.
This whole screen thing, hard for me.
Yeah. I'd get a text message and I have to reply, can't read your text. Phone is broken.
Yeah.
and they text back, oh. I'm like, well, I don't. Okay. Yeah.
How are you texting me if your phone is broken? Did anybody ever even ask?
Yeah.
That? Okay.
Yeah, I had a friend like, hey, I texted you the other day. I'm like, were you one of them? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Maria,
she
fell over a cliff.
Oh, those Alaskans. Just kidding. I don't know.
60-foot cliff while texting. She's okay.
She's doing all right.
Her pride's probably a little hurt.
Yeah. As Shane called in earlier, he said he'd just want to be left there.
Yeah.
And a shame.
Because we see what happens. This poor woman, we have a video of another woman who was in the mall who was texting and tripped and fell into the fountain.
Yes, this video went viral like probably a few years ago, maybe two.
So we put that up there because why not? We're talking about a woman who was texting and fell over a cliff. So the question
is
if you're brave enough to call us up, 505-338-3700, what is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you while texting or just maybe not paying attention?
Nate started the whole conversation off wrong. He said it wasn't while I was texting, but he did walk into a pole.
Yeah. Okay. So like you.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was bad. He said senior year of high school talking to friends while walking down the hall. They installed a pole in a doorway that hadn't been there for the last 4 years, and he ran into it.
That is the worst because you don't have any time to like brace yourself.
No, trust me. I know.
But apparently that's better. I hear like if you're not like in car accidents or something because you're like your body's loose or something, you don't tense up.
Yeah.
You're less injured.
Yeah, that's why people who are drunk driving and get in car accidents, they usually survive the accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They usually survive the accident because they're not paying attention. Yeah.
Idiots.
I know, right? But as for the pole, like running into the pole,
yeah.
I just don't.
You ran into a pole.
Yeah, and I can't say that not bracing helped because if I would have braced, I wouldn't have ran into it.
Yeah, there you go. So what's the dumbest thing that you've done while texting or just maybe not paying attention? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I can't believe it's already going to be 7 o'clock.
I know. It kind of happened fast, didn't it?
Yeah, just before 7. So you want to read?
No.
Okay, fine.
I don't.
Okay.
Should I?
I don't know.
Joshua just says that he hopes the text was sent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like you said earlier, otherwise they're going to make a commercial out of it. This is what I was texting when I fell over a cliff.
Dude, for real, I've seen those text commercials and they scare me. I don't ever want to text and drive ever again because it's like, dude, that's messed up.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah. So. Like, is it worth it? Is it really worth it?
Coming right back, we got the Devious Means. We've got some Empire Theory and we're going to talk about something else.
Okay.
Because I said so.
Oh.
How about a dude whose heart was healed all by itself?
That's magic. And
is that messed up? Is that weird?
No.
I could find that story.
Okay.
Actually, I found that story already.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Okay, so we'll talk about it.
Magical healing heart. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Silent Comedy. Bartholomew. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
Are you ready for this, Mitch?
Yes.
I teased off air that I had the biggest story in the entire universe, and I don't know why I haven't been talking about this yet.
Yeah, this is really stressing me out.
It's one of the most important things in the world to me.
Football.
Really?
Sorry.
Dang it. You weren't supposed to guess so easily.
How would I not know that it's football?
Dang it. You were supposed to... Man...
Okay.
It was supposed to be.
Let's start this over.
One more.
Let's start this
drawn
over.
Drawn out and.
I'm so sorry. Let's start this over.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that you guessed it on the first time or the fact that football really is the answer to one of the most important things in the world to me.
I think they're both pretty depressing.
Okay.
Equally depressing.
I have good news.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have really good news.
What happened?
Guess who's back?
The refs!
The refs are back!
So happy for everyone.
After the debacle of this last week, you know, we talked about this because Monday Night Football was insane and people were furious to a point where the NFL, they actually released a statement because they said, oh, we're going to look into it. And they decided to uphold the Seattle win. And so Aaron Rodgers, who normally isn't super outspoken, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, said, yeah, whatever. Checked out their bogus... You know,
yeah,
he totally trashed it. Well, finally, the NFL gives in. They had been meeting the last, 48 hours because, you know,
for 48 hours straight.
Bizarre play in NFL history.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really bizarre. It was just called wrong.
Yeah, it was awful.
I'm sorry.
Like, not called right 7 different ways. So,
I saw a really funny meme. I'm going to have to find it.
Yeah, well, after the crazy standoff, the NFL and the NFL Referees Association reached an agreement yesterday. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement, our officials will be back on the field starting Thursday night.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So for tonight's football game, Cleveland Browns and the Ravens play tonight. And that's the thing is people were curious if they were going to be able to make it by tonight's game, because if not, that means the replacement refs would take, you know, one game into week 4 and everybody else would get... regular refs? I don't know.
So are they getting paid what they want?
The regular refs? Apparently. I mean, they finally gave in and they got a labor deal worked out. So the refs are happy. The NFL's happy.
I'm so happy for everyone.
Yeah. It's an 8-year contract, so we're not going to have to deal with this for 8 years. Until 8 years from now when the refs decide that they're still not getting paid enough.
I'm mostly happy for my Twitter feed.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I don't have to read it anymore. Actually, I just got... Let's see, what did I just get?
One about the refs?
Yeah, something. You got it, too.
Okay. Yeah.
But
I'm excited. The replacement refs... Sadly, this is where the replacement refs were. They're Division III, junior college. Are you ready for this? A lot of them came from the Lingerie League.
What?
Chicks in lingerie playing football.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then we wonder how it was that they made so many terrible calls. So
that must be it.
Yeah. Or just flat out weren't paying attention to the game.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is one of the few times that I high-five peer pressure.
Good job.
After all the public pressure that it's been on the NFL over the last few weeks, it got so bad, President Obama said something.
What did he say?
He made a comment about it. I mean, literally, it became national news about this call. I got to find his quote. Yeah. But everyone.
That is crazy.
Daily Show, you know, everybody had been talking about the replacement refs. And so the NFL finally gave in to the peer pressure. Sign the refs. Static.
Hello. Dude, I mean, everybody was saying all the people, the anchormen and all those, the sports guys. What are they called? Come on.
The commentators?
There you go. Didn't think of a word. Anyway, they were all saying it's not going to persuade the NFL to bring the refs back. There's no way the refs are coming back. And check it out, man. You know what? I think the NFL just, you know, shut the commentators up pretty quick as well.
Yeah, dude.
And they did a good job, and I'm glad they're coming back Thursday. I mean, come on. If they're coming back Thursday, the deal's done. They're getting their money, and we're back to NFL.
Yep. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, man. So we'll be talking about it tomorrow, too, after the after we see the game tonight, see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes with these guys, their first day back. I didn't think they were going to make it to the Thursday night football, but yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and I think somebody was saying, it was on Sports Nation, they were saying that bringing back these refs, the plays are not going to be different, the calls are not going to be different, because I guess there's two new rules implemented this year.
Yeah.
And I forget what they are, and they're saying that it's going to take a while for those refs to get caught up on, to get used to those calls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
It's going to be exciting, man.
You know it had to get done when Republicans and Democrats are even agreeing on something. Obama tweeted,
"This has got to stop."
NFL fans on both sides of the aisle hope the refs' lockout is soon settled. And then Romney, high-fived that comment and said, "I'd sure like to see some experienced refs with NFL experience come back soon." So, hating each other and sending out, awful commercials about how one of them killed the other's dog, and yet even they're agreeing that the replacement refs are terrible. So, it was bad. Oh, I'm so excited.
What unites America?
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. All right. Football from Cruises. Love you too, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's amazing.
Football.
Obama tweeted about football on the campaign trail. They're in Ohio, where it's a big swing state. We got to work hard and take care. And both of them are tweeting about the replacement refs.
Because they know what needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly. And so finally, thank you, Commissioner Goodell, for giving in to the peer pressure of the refs. I'm excited.
I'm so happy for all of you. This would be such a...
I'm so happy for all of you.
All of you guys. Just love.
And girls. There's some ladies out there that
guys
like football.
Is like a general statement.
Oh, okay.
It's not like males.
Like when I call you and Celeste guys.
Yeah, hey, bro.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, or bro. Okay.
I got that.
See, I'm not really offended by it.
That's because you're my bro.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, yes. Okay, I get it.
I don't say it it doesn't mean brother.
I know.
You're not my brother. I didn't say, hey, brother. I said, hey, bro.
I hope not.
No, you're my bro.
Yeah, bro.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, and so I'm excited for all you bros.
There you go.
All you guys.
Very, very excited, and hopefully this will help some of the coaches not get fined, more money than I make in a year.
I hope the refs are respected more.
Yeah, dude, Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach,
yeah.
He grabbed one of the replacement refs. Hey!
Gosh.
You're not allowed to lay your hand on him.
That's illegal.
So much so that he was fined $50,000 yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
You should probably just play by the rules, I'm thinking.
Yeah, why?
It's hard, though, when the replacement refs they didn't even know the rules that are to be played by. So, I don't know.
How did they get hired? Who brought those guys in?
The NFL, when they couldn't come to terms with an agreement, it'd be like us demanding more money. Who are they going to bring in? Who would replace us right now?
Well, Celeste and Will.
Right, because they actually have backups. They've thought about this.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I wonder who would be our replacements. We should look for them on Facebook.
Okay, who would be a great
replacement? Who wants to replace us? I'm going to be having a child here soon.
I know.
And so, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either.
I'm going to be gone for a little while. you want to start doing auditions for my replacement?
Yeah.
The replacement refs are gone. Maybe they can come. Maybe they can come take over here, because they're going to need a job.
Yeah.
So, replacement refs, gone.
Yes. Oh, maybe it's just them.
Regular refs are back in the NFL.
Oh, wait. Just kidding. Regular.
Hey, look, it's 7:15.
Oh, no! There's stuff happening, so watch out on the road, because things are getting crazy out there. It's school time, and there's probably construction work at various places. People are slamming on brakes because they're not paying attention, so you should pay attention to those people slamming on the brakes so you don't hit them. Otherwise, road construction, left lane closed, Yale between Gibson and Sunport, and there is one more other thing that I should talk about. Construction work on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports. She hasn't had any coffee yet this morning, people. Wow. Okay. Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505 508-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yeah.
Good job.
Sopo. I guess we should give them a call, huh?
Maybe.
Do that whole Sopo breakfast thing that we love to do every day.
Sounds so good right now.
Yep. I feel like I need what are those things called in yogurt?
Parfait.
Yeah, well, what are they called? Probiotics.
Antibiotics?
Thank you for calling Summer Sources, Aaron.
Hi, what up, Aaron?
It's probiotics.
Is it probiotics that's in a part like yogurt and stuff?
I'm not entirely sure. That sounds really familiar, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a football fan?
Kind of in the middle. I'm one of those who's not super, super into it, but I'll catch a game every now and then.
Do you have a team?
Not so much anymore. I used to be a Patriots guy about 3 years ago, though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
AFC, you know. Minor league football, but that's cool.
See,
I'm still down with it.
Not overly offensive. I'm all right with that.
Exactly. You don't care. So
no,
it's cool.
Not too bad.
I can say that.
You can.
All right.
You're good.
So, breakfast.
All right.
You guys have the yummiest breakfast in the universe. Can I say that?
Hey, thank you.
However, I shouldn't say the universe because I haven't visited all places in the universe. So maybe just on Earth.
Right.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah.
On campus.
You can still make that claim if you want, though. I don't think too many people are going to challenge you.
I don't know, man. Could you imagine? That'd be a little weird.
Yeah.
Some
dude from, like, Zorfon.
Yeah. Zorfon?
Yeah, it's a planet in a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
Zorfon. Where they have pretty incredible crepes. I haven't tried them.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyways, do you guys have parfaits this morning?
Yeah, I'm actually making them.
Yes!
Right now?
I would love a parfait. I need probiotics.
You do, and we'll fix that.
Can I get my regular iced green tea?
Of course. Anything else?
Yeah. Captain Americano.
Yep.
And a Stever.
All right.
That'll do.
That'll work.
All right.
All right, y'all. See you in a bit.
Yeah, Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, the regular reps are back.
Woo!
Now we just need a replacement morning show. So,
why are you worthy?
Why should you be the new co-host with Mitch when I'm gone? People are going to think I'm really leaving forever. Great. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The glass ocean. Men weren't meant to fly. That one's hard to say, so I say it's
men weren't meant to fly. Wow. Men weren't meant to fly.
Yep.
Good job.
Men weren't meant to fly. Apparently.
Neither.
Yeah. Good morning.
Our pigs.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and
I don't know where I was going with
talking
that.
About pretty much the greatest thing about my week.
Yeah, the fact that the refs are back.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's the best thing that's happened this week?
Yeah.
It's actually not. This has just been a fantastic week. Avengers on Blu-ray. Mumford's new record is out.
Your alarm isn't working.
My alarm isn't
twice
working.
Twice in 1 week.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
Fired,
man.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
Sorry about your loss.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, alarm not working. I need to get a new alarm.
You could just use the regular alarm that's on the phone already.
Ugh, it's such,
that's
no,
never failed me.
Terrible idea. Yeah, but it's so boring.
And you can set like 17 of them.
I got to be honest, though. You hit the snooze button and it's all over for me.
No, because you set... I have multiple alarms.
I'd have to set it every other minute.
Right. That's what I do.
Ugh.
It's pretty bad.
No, I don't know.
It's fine.
505-338-3700. Static.
So maybe you should try... Alarm Clock Free by iHandy.
What?
To wake up? Alarm clock to wake up?
Yeah.
Does it gently wake us up like Sleep
Is
Cycle
it an
did?
App?
You can set it to play any of a select amount of sounds, and then if you get the paid version, you can use any music that's on your iPhone.
See, that's what mine does now, except this morning it just didn't. It chose not, it didn't like the temper trap. It was like, you know what, I'm not feeling temper trap today, so I'm just going to not play anything.
Mine was feeling iffy about Civil Twilight.
Yeah, yeah.
You set the time, and it goes off. and the only time it wouldn't go off is if you have the volume off or something. It'll still go off, but you won't hear it. I have the free version, and I use it to remember my medicine.
Are you running?
Am I what?
Are you running right now? Are you jogging?
No, I'm power walking.
Oh, this makes so much more sense.
Okay.
With a 50-pound backpack.
Oh, okay.
It's dark outside. I hope you're all right.
Is this for school or just
yes.
life?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very helpful.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
I totally lied to that guy. It's not dark outside.
Static.
Que paso, bro? What's up? How you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, no. Can't complain.
Doing well.
Awesome. I'm so sorry to hear about your alarm clock. That sucks, man.
I know, right?
That does kind of, that's a stinker, man.
That's the worst way to start your day. I woke up twice in 1 week.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a booger, man. That blows. Oh. I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah.
I had a question.
Yeah.
I'm super happy that you're going to have a child, like, offspring. That's real great. Are you guys really looking for someone to come in and, like, stand in for, like, a little bit? You know, maybe you said, you know, to call in.
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps.
Dude. Yeah. Here's what we want. We want MP3s, like, yeah, like a little demo.
Okay.
Yeah. Send it into Static Radio because Mitch needs help. I mean, she needs a lot of help.
That was kind of hard, man. She's really wonderful. She's done so good.
Thank you.
On.
So good.
She has been.
She's been really good.
For sure. For sure. And then, hey, yeah, I put R's in front of words that shouldn't have them, like grud, yeah.
Like grud. I mean, it's yeah. totally.
Great and good.
Oh, yeah. Also had an idea, maybe, if a lot of people submitted them, maybe you could have someone come in every week. Like, some people maybe don't have jobs, but they could come in and, you know, stand in for like a week. And because I don't know how long you're going to be out with, you know, your kiddos and whatnot. But that's pretty exciting, man. And maybe that could be a way that they could, like, you know, show they have communication skills and whatnot. I don't know. How do we all want to do it? I just wanted to call and tell you I love you guys. I listen to y'all all the time, and y'all make my morning, and I like to laugh with you.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I'll send in an MP3. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. You know what? We're going to do this.
He liked to talk, so.
studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email. If you'd like to send us an MP3, heck yeah.
Of you?
Yeah.
Do it.
Or, you know, Dropbox or whatever. You can send it to studio@mystaticradio.com because I'm just saying.
We could find some
regular talent. Refs back in the NFL.
That's how you.
As of today.
That's how you got started.
What? As a replacement ref?
Yes.
It was accidental.
Exactly.
Because Joey's co-host, my dear friend Joey Belleville, who was doing the morning show 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
10 years, bro.
You doing all right?
Yeah. I'm so old. Yeah, that's how I got my start.
Yeah, you were just filling in.
Joey and Jenna in the morning. And I literally came in because she was on vacation for Christmas.
See, that's why I never go on vacation.
Yeah.
They're like...
I didn't replace her. She was here for quite some time.
See, I was afraid. I'm like, I can't take a vacation because I want to keep my job. Someone's going to fill them for me and they're going to be way better.
Hey, you're irreplaceable.
No, I'm expendable. I understand.
You are. Okay, good. All right. I was trying to be nice, but... That's like one of the rare times I'll ever be nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, coming in November. My child.
Your child.
Child number three.
How is this going to work? Because Thanksgiving is already so stressful for me. Cooking and getting everyone together.
Yep.
But then you have like a baby.
I know.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. We shall see. It's going to be awesome. Static.
She should just do like the SNL skit. Remember with Jimmy Fallon and Ben Affleck? And we're back.
All right, everybody. Man of the box, get back in that box.
Yeah, that's classic.
Absolutely classic.
And you so just went back in time. I so remember Joey and Jenna in the morning.
Yep.
That was awesome. Do you know, is Jenna on Caleb now?
Yes, she is.
I knew that was her. I recognized her voice, but now she's by Jennifer. She's got the all proper. Now
there it is.
She's on the old person station. So.
You know, she listens to our show, so you just called. You just said she was on the old person station.
How insulting.
I'm just kidding.
Good thing I didn't say that she's old.
There you go, exactly.
listeners are old. So
yeah,
anyway,
she's out there doing that. I miss her. She's awesome.
All right, y'all. Have a good morning.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We need ideas.
We do.
You know, you still have about 6 weeks.
To figure this out.
6 weeks until I'm going to, you know, take a little break. I got to help my wife.
I don't know what to do.
You know, the funny thing is, this is our third child. I've never done this before. I've usually just had to be right back at work because of radio.
But
it's the first time it's ever, like, I've been afforded the opportunity to actually help my wife with a brand new baby. That's probably going to be awesome.
I want you to take that time.
I'm going to. Thank you.
Please do.
Thank you. Static.
That's right. Stay with the old man.
What? You sound. Are you eating marbles?
What?
Marbles.
No.
They're delicious.
No. Say everything you just said again.
That's what Mitch did with the old man.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when people get old, you just have to put him out.
It was easy, really.
To pasture.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he's a horse?
Yeah, you know, like horses.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700. No, he's in Arizona.
I just took his job and sent him home.
Yeah, you know. Gave him his meds and said, hey, man, we love you.
It's time to call it quits.
Time to call it a game.
And it was me specifically.
It was really you. Static.
How about Michelle Bieber?
Michelle Bieber.
I don't want to marry him.
Michelle Bieber.
Bieber.
From
Bieber Toyota.
I thought her name was Laura.
Linda.
Excuse me. Yeah. Linda.
Dude, that would be incredible.
You could do your interview.
I'd be pretty jealous.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be pretty jealous if I went away and that was the 2 weeks. All of a sudden, all the cool things happened while I was gone. I just probably wouldn't come back.
Linda. Yeah, we got
to
get her.
We definitely have to get her on the show. So, right on, man.
All right.
505-338-3700. Here's an idea. It's Thursday morning. We've got a few stories on the horizon. Horizon. However, turn our show around right now.
Okay.
All right. People keep, you know, saying, hey, I could help out. I could do something. Let's do that.
Okay.
Like a test run.
Okay.
Most interesting story of the morning?
Yes.
All right.
I like that.
Best topic of the morning? You get the show going with an interesting topic, phone calls, whatnot.
You're it.
You never know.
Maybe. You're in the running.
You're in the running. In the cool runnings. Whatever that means.
Saw that movie.
505-338-3700, the phone number. 7:45 now.
Once again, construction in random places, so watch out for that.
Random places does not help people with traffic.
Look, frozen.
Man.
Frozen, okay.
You know what we need is a traffic person, because obviously we don't have one right now.
Nope, not at the moment. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Look, okay, construction work, Manal, between Wyoming and Eubank, and more construction work on Yale between Gibson and Sunport. Left lane is closed, so watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so disappointed.
You did it.
Thanks, Dora.
I forgot about that. You know what? I think that's one of the things I'm most excited about with having another baby. Getting to watch all the little kid shows.
Yes.
Jack and Luke grew out of Blue's Clues.
Oh, it's such a disappointment. But the guy who was first.
No.
Not, you like
Joe? Steve.
The first.
Steve, Joe.
I don't know. They're so similar.
There's two of them.
The second one was like probably better, but I was used to seeing the first one.
See, we had kids a little later, so the second one was the guy. I can't remember if his name was Steve or Joe.
I can't remember.
Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's Eric from Seattle.
Wow. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, you guys got to let the girls hold the fort down a couple days.
Oh, let so the like, ladies? So like
Let Mitch and Celeste.
Ooh.
Could do that.
I
don't know. Just see what the dynamics hold, you know?
There'd be a lot of crying.
So a lot of heart-to-heart moments. A
lot of heart-to-heart moments.
But I'd really like
about
to try
how
that.
Inspiring that TV show was last night.
Oh, man. Speaking of.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a thought.
All right. That's a good thought.
All right, later.
All right, man.
Did you know? Okay.
Did I know?
Celeste and I had a conversation about a show I was watching last night.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Nailed it!
That's where, like, the Instagram of praying hands, like, if they're praying
first
or high-fiving.
First of all, it's high-fives. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Whatever. So, there's the emoticon. We don't know if it's praying or
it's high-fiving.
High-fiving. They're praying because he's praying. Wearing the same shirt on both sides.
That's why. That's why they're high-fiving. Did you get mine?
Yeah.
That's why they're high-fiving, because they're so stoked because they have similar style.
No.
Yes, dude, we're wearing the same shirt. High-five.
Oh, wait. See, that didn't work. Oh.
Yeah.
So, this is how the conversation started. I text Celeste, and yesterday was just a weird day, all around weird day for me. I was ready to start over as soon as it started, just because it was just weird. I mean, listen to the podcast, you'll understand why.
Okay.
And so last night I text Celeste and I said, Celeste, I'm watching X Factor and a girl sings some Beyonce song and I'm crying. And she was like
crying because it was so inspiring?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, oh gosh, I'm crying. I have to tell someone.
Dude.
And so I had like a moment.
You need help.
I was like, watching.
You were crying over the X Factor.
Right. That's why I was like, what is going on? And then we got in a big conversation about Britney Spears and K-Fed and Justin Timberlake.
You two will never do the morning show. Ever, 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 ever.
I feel like people can really connect.
Static.
Hi, it's Adelia.
Adelia! Where the heck have you been?
Hogwarts, obviously.
Oh, dang it.
School is in, bro.
how are you?
I'm good, and I just wanted to say that the second guy was Joe.
Joe. So the first guy was Steve?
Yep.
Okay.
So I liked Joe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I liked them both. They were cool. But Joe was the Blue's Clues guy that, like, I saw first, even though he was second. So sorry. Did you like Blue's Clues in?
Yeah, my little brother watched it all the time.
They have Blue's Clues in at Hogwarts?
Oh, well, sometimes you kind of have to, like, bring it up, but...
Yeah.
Those are touchy moments.
Okay, okay. I loved Blue's Clues!
Yeah.
Gosh. It's the best.
Man, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yes. We missed you.
Missed you guys, too.
So, can we play a song?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Okay. We'll play anything, and I'll pretend like it's for you.
Okay.
All right, there it is. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, bye. Dahlia.
She's inspiring.
She's awesome. You remember Blue's Clues?
I remember Blue's Clues, but I didn't watch it. Mail time, yes.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. No?
Yeah, I remember it. But
when I come, I want to yell, mail!
Yes, I remember it.
Blue's Clues!
Yeah, my nephews watched it, and I babysat them.
Here,
but I was never...
Handing this to you.
I was never...
You just got a letter. You just got a letter. Come on! That's not really handing that to you. It's a prop. Why are you reading this? It's just a piece of paper.
You handed it to me, and then you started singing Blue's Clues.
Yeah, Blue's Clues was awesome.
Swiper, no swiping!
That was Dora. You just confused children's shows.
I liked Dora more.
What?
Yeah.
Dora just reminded me of my mom's side of the family, because they all speak Spanglish.
Yeah.
Because my grandparents like only spoke Spanish, basically.
Yeah. But what's funny is that she'd always pause and look at you
right.
And blink.
You're like, what do you want me to say, Dora? I don't know.
I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying. That's right. Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know what I just said. What's happening? Those shows freaked me out at first. Like when we had kids, the very first time with Jack, and you're watching these shows and they're like, talk, 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 talk. And I'm like, oh, this is so lame. And then they like look at the screen and just blink at you.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you, Dora. Okay.
Una canción fantástica. Whoa.
I don't remember going to Gardunio's. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we're going to have Clay Schroff in studio from the Aspen Project. Ah, yes.
Yeah.
We got to talk more kid shows, though.
I love kid shows.
They're the best. And who better to talk kid shows than with Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project?
Right? He has 17 of them.
Right around the corner. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Amberlynn. Someone, anyone. I cannot wait till October 16th. Not just because it's Jack's birthday and, you know, he's my son and I love him, but New Amberlin record.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. That's
I can't wait to hear all of it.
It's incredible.
So I hear.
That's what I've heard anyway. So, you know.
From your own ears.
Right. It is 8 o'clock Thursday morning, which means time now for Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
You guys are coffeeed up today.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
We needed to be.
Yeah.
We really did.
After his alarm clock didn't.
My alarm clock didn't go off this morning. I woke up to my wife's alarm clock.
Which is never good.
Which goes off when I'm supposed to be here. So
you were right on time.
Oh, dude, yeah. It was amazing. That's awesome. So, you know, needless to say, I smell awesome. Didn't take a shower this
like the fourth day in a row.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Third.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, but you're probably not going to shower tomorrow either. So.
That's water conservation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We're in the middle of a drought.
Thank you for
welcome.
Your service to Albuquerque.
You know, it's what I do.
Oh, gosh.
Trying to help out. So, we were talking off air about the, can I call it a crisis?
Yes.
About the desperate need going on. The dire, desperate needs of CYFD/,
you know, here's the deal. We're on vacation.
Okay.
And, you know, we're very blessed to be able to do that. So I don't turn on the news. I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. We record our shows. Every show we recorded, you know, it has those little news breaks.
Yeah.
Talks about a kid that's been taken away from a parent.
Yeah.
Wait and watch the news. They're going to talk about it. Right now, we're in desperate times because we're in, you know, everyone is in a little bit of a financial crunch.
Yeah.
Jobs are a little harder to find. People turn, instead of turning to God, they turn to alcohol and to drugs. And unfortunately, they're not just harming themselves, but they're causing severe harm to their kids.
Yeah.
Now, the few that actually get caught are taken away. And in the middle of the night, people are getting calls. While we were gone, our respite care provider, Monica, who works here, gets a call for four different calls for kids for permanent placement. Now, this is a lady who has made it very clear to them that she
can't.
She works and she really can't. So she provides a time of rest for us as foster parents and watches our kids at 3 days at a time.
Yeah.
They're so desperate. They're going, Monica, we know. Right. We know you only do that, but we need placement. Anything from a 17-year-old down.
Yeah.
So we need people. If God is nudging you, if God has ever nudged you, now is the time. God has commanded us to take care of the widows and the orphans.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an elderly lady living in your house, it's time that you decided to have a younger child in your house.
Yeah.
It truly is desperate times. What we do with our youth today is going to shape our future forever.
Right.
These are going to be the children who are going to be taking care of us. And if we don't have the compassion as the Christian community to care for them, let me tell you this. CYFD will find folks, and they'll just lower those standards. Not only are they going to get people who probably shouldn't have kids, but as the Christian community, there are other folks. We want them in the Christian homes where Christ is imprinted on their heart with love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, listen, if you're a listener and you have room in your home for a kid, it takes at least 3 months to go through the process. At least. You got to start today.
Yeah.
If you don't start now, it ain't ever going to happen.
Yeah. Let's see. So. Question for you. Static.
Yeah, I mean, you guys get requests anymore?
Yes.
You are? Like, I've been trying to call you guys like 5 times. And then, like, it's just not going through.
How is this happening that you call moment of the show?
Seriously.
We literally just
played. I've been trying for, like, 5 minutes now, bro. You guys are too busy, bro.
We literally just came out of Amberlin Someone Anyone, and I was talking about Vital.
Boring crap.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, bro. Yeah, that's wrong, man.
We're with Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project talking about, like,
serious
fostering
things.
And adopting children, and you're interrupting our show.
Is this Boots?
Why would you take a call with such a sensitive topic?
Because we thought
adoption.
Yes, adoption.
Stephen Christian, frontman of Amberlin, on the phone right now, interrupting our show.
I thought it was Boots from Dora.
Boots from Dora, yeah.
From Dora. Wow, you have children, sir.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh.
That's great. I'm so sorry. Okay, real quick question. Yes.
Hey, real fast, yeah. What do you know of anybody that, you know, is there any organizations out there? Because adoption is very expensive, and I would love to adopt, but the costs that incur, are pretty out there.
That's a great question. First of all, just to go back to, are you donating a song to our new album that we're putting together to raise support for those kind of folks?
It depends. Are you helping me adopt a child?
I am. Hey, you know what? On a really serious note, Stephen Curtis Chapman has phenomenal organization out there and has actually helped several people that we know. If you go through Children, Youth, and Family, whichever state you're in, they call it different things, the cost is free. They pay for it all. As a matter of fact, while you're waiting for the adoption process, they actually pay you to have the child. And then there's financial support for their medical and social needs thereafter. So no more excuses for you folks that started throwing out finances.
Huh?
I can have your number. Let me have your number.
You got it. 505-410-4460.
Yep.
That's awesome. That is awesome, man. Well, keep up the good work. I will not interrupt anymore, I promise.
Hey, what about the song?
Oh, boring. Is this like a play it or kill it kind of thing?
No. This is a, we are really going to put together an album.
They want to put together a project that's like a...
Hey, give me your number on the air. Let me have it.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-N-O-W-A-Y. If you don't get through the
There's not enough
time,
letters. There's not enough letters.
Just keep pressing Y.
Just hey, press 2 for a while.
I got it on the screen here. Let me give it out.
Yeah, except we don't have caller ID. So he was my co-host for a month. He knows we don't have caller ID.
Oh, I know. That's how I keep getting through it and pranking them so well.
Out of control. You are out of control.
And the funny thing is, just before this conversation, we were talking about the fact that Mitch needs a co-host.
Oh, yeah, that
because I'm going to be out for a few weeks, you know, when Brody's born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Mitch, if you want a better show than what you're doing right now, just give me a call.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
So I'm going to call someone.
Are you kidding?
1-800
N-O-W-A-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Have an awesome day.
All right, you too, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yep.
He was a great co-host, though.
He really was. Stephen Christian from Amberlin, everybody. That was so random. I love him.
I'm glad he was thinking of us.
So, you know what the funny thing is? He calls to prank, and then yet, that was a fantastic question. That was a great question, and it's true, because a lot of times that's what you hear is, man, it's so expensive. I don't have the money to adopt a child. You know how much money it costs to adopt a child? And there you go. You just answered that quite eloquently.
Well, you know what? God owns all the cattle on all the hills.
Yeah.
All he has to do is sell a couple cows.
Yeah.
So don't, if God is calling you, God will provide.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're not calling everyone to adopt. Not everyone is called to adopt. There's some empty nesters out there, and there's some young folks that could take in a kid for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
And not let them age out of the system.
When we were at the state fair, I was blown away by Brian. We met Brian. Nine kids.
What a wimp.
Nine kids. Three of them are triplets.
Yeah.
And two of them are twins.
Yeah. Twins, triplets. I mean,
they have a cooler bus than we have.
Yeah?
They do. It's like one of those high rise, like, really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Great family.
It is.
Just amazing family. So very, very cool. And God obviously provides. Because I was asking all those questions at the state fair when they walked up to us. Dude, where does everybody... I'm sorry. Can I ask all these questions? What kind of car do you have?
Yeah.
How big is your house? Where does everybody sleep? Like, what is going on? You know? And it was very cool. The answers I received, you know? God provides.
God does provide. And start making that step, guys.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there that needs some help or assistance. Call me. And let's talk you through it.
Yeah.
Or we'll plug you in.
There you go. The phone number, 505-410-4460, if you would like to talk to Clay. That's 505-410-4460. All the details up at our Facebook page, or you can go direct to aspenproject.org. We do it every week, and I enjoy
having you. Thank
you
for the platform.
Of course, man.
Supporters, keep supporting.
Yes.
I know that Static Radio does need your support, and it is a way to reach people who otherwise would not be reached. So thank you for your support out there.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
We got some music from May for you right now. This one taking you all the way back to the beginning. Destination Beautiful. Embers in Envelopes. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, as well as more construction. Left lane closed on Yale between Gibson and Sunport, and that is your entire look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Static!
Hello, guys.
What up?
Hello.
Hey, when does the new wedding album come out?
Yes,
Two days ago.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, and it's brilliant.
Will you guys play the new song for them?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, man. It's fantastic. So.
All right,
man. 505-338-3700. It has been a random morning.
Yeah, and the thing is, we totally had today planned out. didn't work.
It didn't work out. Didn't work the way we had it all planned out. So, you never know.
We just had Clay in studio.
And Steve and Christian from Amberlin just randomly called us. So, I guess you just have to pay attention because you never know what's going to happen on this show.
Yeah. I guess I can't zone out anymore. Nothing's going...
You're never supposed to zone out. You're my co-host.
Wait, what?
You're my co-host?
Oh. What were you talking about?
Has it taken yet? Your name's on the bill?
Dang it.
Yeah. No, you're Mitch. You're Mitch from Steve-O and Mitch.
No way.
Yeah.
I've been telling people that's someone I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No. He's not real. You're Mitch.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start now.
Okay, cool. Actually, coming up in just a few weeks, we're going to need a co-host.
Totally.
Reason being, I'm having a baby.
Specifically,
it's a miracle of technology and science and the future. Or my wife is having a baby, yeah. And I just want to help her out because...
That's good.
New babies are... It's crazy, man. So, going to be taking maybe a couple weeks off.
What if you find out you're just, like, not really needed?
And right on. I'll stay gone.
Oh, okay.
That makes you sad, huh? That backfire on you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Just stay gone.
Dude, if I'm not needed, I don't want to be where I'm not needed.
You're needed.
However, somebody is needed for those few weeks. Yeah. And we've already got a lot of the cool... Shane,
aw.
Pool Boy from Cruces. Katrina said, what about Pool Boy?
Right.
Thebes. He's got a couple weeks vacation saved up.
I think Thebes and TG could just take over for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd all be on Facebook, but...
I know my dear friend Brodus, Joey Belleville.
Yeah.
He had said, hey man, you let me know. A few days.
Sounds good
to me.
Be
a part of it. So we got a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be really funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. Steven. Just called in from Tennessee.
Do you think he'd fly in for like a day?
Maybe. I mean, why not? He's actually going to be on tour.
Doesn't he make a kajillion dollars?
So, oh yeah,
like
easy.
A kajillion dollars, and he could just fly in at any time.
Kajillion and one.
And in his private jet.
No, he totally. Yeah, because that's the lavish life he lives.
Yeah. Is he really going to be on tour? He is.
He really is.
Is he going to even be in the States?
Amberlin doing a big tour with Smashing Pumpkins.
Ugh.
Sadly not coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah. What? We should have talked to him about that.
You're right. We should have.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just going to call him.
Oh my gosh. I'm so angry.
I don't have it memorized. Here. You have it memorized?
No, I don't have it memorized. I'm not a creeper.
I'm not a creeper. Here, let me get you his phone number.
Here.
Why did you... Yeah, that's it.
I know that's it. Calling Steven.
Blah, blah. Blue
from
bleep, blue bleep.
And there's our code. Our code was 456, just in case you're wondering.
Yep.
The number you have dialed is invalid.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. Maybe I looked at
full
it wrong.
Full of it. One.
Maybe he gave you a wrong number. Except that's been his number for
like
as
a
long as I've
phone.
Known him.
Four.
Whoops, nope. I hit the wrong thing. Dang it. We'll see if that one worked and then somebody else.
Try 422. 422. No. 422 is my code.
Please work.
Thank you.
No. Okay. Whew.
What were we going to ask him about?
The tour.
Oh, yeah.
Why
that's right.
He hates Albuquerque.
Yeah.
After all this time, why?
What have we done so wrong?
Right. I mean, I only gave him a place for a month. We loved him. We showered him with joy.
And joyness.
Your call has been forwarded.
Who is he? Who does he think he is? It's called
8.
What? I was going to leave a message, but I forgot he doesn't have an answering machine. It just tells you his phone number.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well. We're going to have to talk to him because, yeah, Amberlynn gearing up for a monster tour. They're actually, first day of rehearsals was this week. Rehearsing for their big tour with the Smashing Pumpkins.
I am,
you know,
so
no biggie.
Upset.
No biggie.
Because they were supposed to route their tour through here.
You don't know that.
They're supposed to. I don't know. No one told me that, of course.
Of course.
No one told me that.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be here on Halloween.
But then they jumped onto a monstrous tour with the Smashing Pumpkins.
And I'm so happy for them.
I'm very happy for them.
I'm so happy for them. No, I'm not.
The day the record comes out, they're actually going to be 6 short hours away from us.
Yeah.
Going to be in Denver on October 16th, the day that their record releases, with the Smashing Pumpkins.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. So we don't get to go.
No. We'll be here and we'll have just finished the Static Decision, so we'll be exhausted.
Yeah. We're going to be here all week, and maybe we should take a couple days off, go to Denver.
Oh!
Go see the Smashing Pumpkins.
That would be so cool.
And you can go with us. Just pay for gas. I'm scared.
Yeah, just all of it. Or buy us a ticket.
What kind of day are we having?
I don't know.
We got a request for brand new music from the wedding, so we're going to play that now. This one features Dan from Story of the Year and could be one of my favorite songs in the universe right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, let's listen to it.
The whole universe. Something like that.
Yeah.
Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hey. 21 Pilots holding on to you. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
NBS.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to give a happy birthday to Google today.
What?
For 14 years.
Are you kidding me?
14 years old, Google, today.
Hey, happy birthday, Google. Without you, I wouldn't know
anything.
I would know some things.
No.
I have a good understanding of some things.
No, because you can't, because of Google, you have that understanding. Let's face it.
Oh, watch, quiz me right now. No Google. Watch.
Okay.
Ask me anything.
What is the third planet from the sun?
Hold on. The third?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're the first. Then it's Pluto. After that is Venus.
Great job!
Thanks, man!
Yeah.
You know?
What's funny is that I wouldn't know anything without Google either.
We're actually the third.
I know.
Okay, good. Okay.
Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Yeah.
Mars.
My very excellent mother just
served
sold
us
me
nothing.
Nine.
Just served us nothing.
Planets.
No, because planets is Pluto, or pizza.
So we need to change that, because Pluto's no longer there.
My very excellent
mother
just served us nothing. Nothing.
So why is she excellent?
My very eccentric mother just served us nothing.
There you go. I like that.
Stressful.
Okay. Helping people.
Yeah. But happy birthday, Google.
Speaking of child things, when you were a kid, did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No, actually.
That was never a punishment for you?
No, if I ever did say, like, a bad word,
right,
it was because I heard my older brother or sister say it, so
ooh,
they got in trouble. Like, I remember one time my sister told me to stay still because I was making her upset, but she used different language.
Uh-huh.
And then I told, because she was buckling me into my car seat.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this. And then my mom was driving too slow, and so I repeated the same thing.
Oh, no.
And she slammed on the brakes, and I never got in so much trouble. Like, it was like more because my mom was shocked that I said that, but I blamed it on all my big sister.
Of course.
It's necessary.
Because it wasn't your fault that you did your own actions. It was your sister's fault.
Yeah.
She made you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when I was a kid, that happened to me.
Really?
A couple times, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mouth straight up washed out with soap.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're a kid, I guess apparently that's acceptable, like to wash someone's mouth out with soap. Not so much when you're an adult.
Yeah, usually you can just take care of yourself.
Yeah, not so much. On Tuesday, 20-year-old Stephanie Madewell. Poor thing. She's dating a dude named John.
John.
Caruso.
It's always a John.
26 years old. They have 2 children together. They are at home in Lando Lakes, Florida. And Stephanie started swearing in front of the kids.
That's unnecessary.
John was very upset by this and told her that if she kept cursing, he was going to wash her mouth out with soap.
Okay.
But she ignored him, kept cursing in front of the kids.
I'm messed up.
So he grabbed a bottle of Dawn liquid dishwashing detergent.
Oh, gosh.
Went up behind her and jammed the bottle in her mouth and squirted it.
That's not funny.
I'm not laughing. She obviously called the cops. And they found a cut on her lip and dried up dishwasher soap on her cheek.
And probably
chin,
all over her clothes.
Running down her neck and on her shirt. John was arrested promptly for domestic battery. And the cops say John told them his parents used to wash his mouth out with soap when he was a kid.
Oh, well, obviously it's okay then.
So even though he's 26, quote, he will still put soap in his mouth out of respect for his parents.
Every time he curses?
Apparently.
I think that's the product of drugs.
I'm thinking there's some things that just shouldn't, like, press on to adulthood.
Yeah, and that's one of
like,
them.
I'm thinking that's one way.
We talked about one the other day, spanking.
Yeah.
You should not be spanking
probably,
adults.
Probably 100% certain I would never, like, tell my wife, like, hey.
Excuse me?
If you talk to me like that, I'm going to put you over my knee and spank you.
And if you say it again, guess what?
Because that's
soap.
It's probably called domestic abuse.
Yeah.
I'm thinking spankings probably don't, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever known anybody who got their mouth washed out with soap? You, besides you.
I'm trying to think of other kids. No, not really.
My husband told me the funniest story.
Oh, no.
Where every time he'd say a naughty word, he wouldn't get, like, the bar soap. You know, usually, like, bar soap in your mouth.
Yeah.
No, his mom would put Dial, like.
Gross, dude.
Open your mouth.
Squirt.
Like, how uneventful is that? Like you imagine like getting
that's
a
disgusting
soap bar shoved in your mouth. No, it's just like open your mouth.
Gosh, dude. That's gross. That's probably the weirdest form of punishment in the universe to me.
Yeah.
Like you're talking like that? We're gonna wash your mouth out because that makes it clean.
Yeah, no, it makes you sick.
Yeah.
But
nasty. Have you ever tasted soap?
Yeah, actually. On my own free will.
Wait,
we had this almond soap and it was like all natural organic. And I was like, I wonder if it tastes good. Like just to like, because it's all natural almonds. I shouldn't be admitting this, but I'm going to. And so I licked it and I was like, hey, it tastes like almonds. Oh, no, that tastes like soap. Gross, gross, gross. And I just licked it. Worst experience.
We have a friend. I won't say who. You know, weird cravings.
Well, what's their name?
Weird cravings when you're pregnant. Well, you don't, because you've never been pregnant.
No, is this your wife you're talking to?
No, Chrissy, her cravings weren't super weird. In fact, this time around, I don't think she really has had any, like, weird cravings.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of ours, I kid you not, was craving constantly soap. Like, laundry detergent.
What? Like, Tide?
Whether it was the smell or whatever. So she tried it once. I'm not making this up. Tried it. Obviously, it tasted nothing like it smelled. It was disgusting. So what she did during this pregnancy, she would get a bowl of ice, crushed up ice, and she would get a little cup of laundry detergent, and she would smell the soap and then start eating the ice so that she would get the sensation as if she were eating the laundry detergent. I'm not making that up.
You can't make that up.
Yeah. True story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I have no idea how we got here because of the mouth washing out with soap thing. Totally took a turn, but yeah. Weird, 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 weird pregnancy cravings.
Wow.
The doctor said it was, I don't remember, because
Was she missing something important?
Yes. Like when your body tells
tired.
You, hey, you're missing this, and so you start craving whatever. Chrissy, she hasn't had any weird cravings.
I mean,
for this
it's because
baby.
She takes those pills that are really healthy for her.
Prenatals?
No, like those vitamin.
Oh, Juice Plus.
Yeah,
she's all about that stuff.
So that's why she doesn't have any weird cravings.
Maybe because seriously, this is the first baby that she's been on. She's had the Juice Plus stuff, and yeah, no weird cravings.
That I don't understand. Oh my gosh, your body's missing some chemicals. That's what it's meant.
Yeah, apparently cleanliness.
Yeah,
like really want to shower. I'm going to eat dish soap.
Oh, God.
Weird.
Yeah, that's really, really weird.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And, yeah.
What happened? Okay, so she was 26 years old.
He was 20. Boyfriend, 26 years old. She was 20. Stephanie Madwell. And
she was mad.
She was cussing in front of the kids. And he told her, You keep talking like that, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. And sadly, he shoved a bottle of Dawn in her mouth and squirted it.
He did.
Yeah. Domestic abuse.
What the heck?
Not okay as an adult. I'm thinking. Static. Okay.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the vocal few. That would be Matt McDonald, frontman of the Classic Crime, and his lovely wife, Side Project.
How fun.
Yeah, it's on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Norma Jean. Robots 3, Humans 0. Static Radio, good morning.
I seriously wish there was a camera over here so people could see what happens on this side of the studio.
Yeah.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm talking to you, Sally Mitch.
I'm sorry. My headphones weren't working.
See, this is confusing. I call you Sally Mitch because you're Celeste.
Mm-hmm. And then Mitch.
And then there's Mitch already.
Yep.
This is really bad.
I'm sorry. I'll just call you Celeste because that's kind of your radio
name. It's fine. When I get married, it won't be that confusing.
No! Then you got to name somebody with a good last name so I can shorten it and the nickname will still stick.
I can only really marry someone with the last name M because Celeste doesn't go with anything but M's.
Really?
Last name.
Montenegro.
I've tried. That would be okay.
I knew a Celeste with a different last name.
We're not talking about this right now.
Yeah, it's not
this. It was such a weird morning. I did happen to have a cool conversation with Steve and Christian. Called back again. We were talking to him off the air about the tour.
Yeah.
About all the good stuff that's happening.
Why he hates
quite exciting.
All those pumpkins getting smashed.
Yes. Smashing pumpkins. Good stuff.
That is actually really fun.
Smashing pumpkins? The band or like in real life?
To Smashing Pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
It's like the ultimate.
Why would you smash pumpkins? See, you're the reason why when Halloween comes around.
We don't put our pumpkins outside.
Yeah. We love, like, you know, our boys are quite creative.
It's been me the last couple of years. I've gone to both of your houses.
The Superman symbol. Like, we've had fun with, like, pumpkins, you know, and carving pumpkins. And then you go out front and you're like, oh, somebody took a bat to them.
I've actually never smashed a pumpkin before.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I couldn't see you doing that.
That happened one time when I was little and it was my pumpkin and it was so sad.
Yeah, we found after all this time of, like, working really hard on cool pumpkins, they're in the middle of the street, like broken into pieces. And it was like, oh man, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for destroying my children's lives.
Yeah, seriously.
They were crushed.
We had pumpkin launcher the other year.
What?
Oh yeah. They actually, the guys at Institute of Ministries made it.
It was amazing.
Yeah, but they launched their own pumpkins.
Well, yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, they got like 2,000 pumpkins and then just launched them.
So we posted this photo. Yesterday we shot a commercial. Type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we posted a photo of that. What we didn't see was the other movie that we filmed.
Yeah.
You're going to be posting some stuff on that.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Almost done.
So you can see that. Here, I'll start working on it.
Okay. All right. We got to talk about something right now that is near and dear to my heart, and
that would be
the radio station. Coming up October 11th through the 13th, Static Decision 2012. And it's time.
It is time to make your stance and vote for Static Radio.
Let your voice be heard. And come October 11th through the 13th, we will take your votes in the form of cash.
Cash.
Yes. We need money, dude. We're a listener-supported station. It's because of your support that we're able to continue this ministry. In fact, if you check the website, mystaticradio.com, early voting going on right now. We received a vote this morning.
Hey.
I don't know who it was. But here's what I want to say. If you're listening, whoever voted this morning, I cannot say thank you enough. We received an early vote this morning of $1,000.
What? Let me see this.
Yeah.
Look, it's so... Wow.
One person early voted this morning, donated $1,000 to Static Radio, and I lost my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
So if you believe in Static Radio, if you love what this ministry is doing, then please support us so that we can continue to do what we love to do, and that is share Christ with people, have a good time, play awesome music, be different than everybody else.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, check it out. MyStaticRadio.com. Static Decision 2012, October 11th through the 13th. We're tallying early votes already. And as I said, we received one this morning from someone. $1,000.
Yeah.
And absolutely incredible.
That's amazing.
So, I'm
blown away.
Here's the thing. There are multiple ways you can support us. Because if you're listening right now and you're like, dude, I don't have $1,000. That's okay. I don't either. However, one way you can support us is by sharing this election with your friends. At the top of the page, there's a few links. You can share it on Facebook, on Twitter. Mitch is going to share it right now onto our Facebook page so that you can share it if you'd like. Get the word out. Help spread the word that we're listener supported, that we need your help. And early voting, as I said, going on right now. Another way you can support us is with your testimony. We love to hear why you listen to Static Radio, why you love Static Radio. And if you love it, then please send us your emails. You can send them to studio@mystaticradio.com. And we've gotten some really great testimonies, really great reasons why people listen, what Static has done in their lives. And those help as well come Static Decision 2012, because we'll get to use those and share those with the listeners. And, you know, people have a better understanding what we're doing in the community, what we're doing to help people. And so your testimonies absolutely do help us. So thanks to everybody who's already early voted for Static Radio. And if you haven't yet and you'd like to, Static Decision 2012 coming up October 11th through the 13th. Get in there, check it out, and yeah.
Good job.
And I'm excited, dude.
I think if you have, like, obviously we have received votes. If you've done that already and you haven't shared it on your Twitter or Facebook,
yeah,
you should do so. Like, go back over there, and there's little tweet and Facebook buttons on there. Like, I did this already, but it kind of doesn't really speak very much because I work here, and nobody pays attention to that when I post it on my Facebook. But it means a lot more when other listeners see other listeners that right. enjoy Static. And even, like every little bit really does help. And I think that's something that's different, is that when I was just a listener, I didn't really feel like compelled to be like, oh yeah, well, I just enjoy it, you know. But
yeah, it's free.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Cool. But it's also something that I've started to do recently is... It's amazing how good it feels to know that you support something.
Right.
Like, there's been some charities just here and there where I've even been able to donate, like, a small amount, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's cool because then you feel like a part of something.
Yeah.
And now these different things that I've, you know, donated to, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I totally support that. And you really get involved, and there's this sense of happiness.
Ownership.
That comes with that. So do that for Static, like, seriously. Because yeah, I know it's easy to just listen and just be like, oh, I enjoy it, you know, but if you enjoy it, you know.
Support it.
Yeah.
If you love something, you should support it.
Yeah.
So that's the way I feel about records. The Wedding's new record came out this week, mm-hmm. and I love those guys. And we get free copies of CDs regularly.
We could just take them home.
From artists. And, well, we do. We get review copies. We
right.
get. However, if it's something I love, I'll still go out to the
exactly.
store and buy a copy of that record because I love it and I want to support it. So you should support things you love. Static.
Hey, Static, it's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
So, happy birthday to you and to me.
Oh, okay.
Because what I'm going to do is vote 48 votes for my birthday because I'm turning 48.
Hey!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So, I'll send that in. I guess I'll just mail it in.
All right.
I thought, what can I do? And I thought, well, I could send in 48 votes.
That is awesome,
wow.
And we will accept those votes. Happy birthday.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
We got to at least play you a song or do something. It's your birthday.
Yeah. Well, you know what I would love to hear, but I know you probably don't have it, is It's a Wonderful Life, because that's my favorite song in the whole world.
It's a Wonderful Life?
You know, by Louis Armstrong.
Oh, oh. Oh, Wonderful World.
Oh, It's a Wonderful World.
Yes.
That's the movie.
Dude, I'll have to dig that up.
Yeah, but that could be my theme song if you ever want
to. Anyway, all right. You know what? I'm gonna get that down so that you have your own theme song because you deserve it. You call us regularly, and you are a supporter of Static Radio, and you're just awesome. So,
well, you guys are awesome, and you rock. And I'll have to send you my testimony because it's pretty awesome.
Please do.
It brought me a long way.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. And I will have a great day. I'm going to do my volunteer work.
There you
and
go.
And I will send you guys a check for 48 birthday bucks.
All right. On your birthday, you're going to volunteer.
Birthday. That's amazing.
Yes.
Supporting a ministry and going to volunteer somewhere on your birthday.
Yes.
Amazing.
It works.
You are awesome, Sunny. Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome, too. And have a great day.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sunny.
Sunny is awesome.
Yes.
On happy birthday, Sunny.
Giving something away on your birthday.
Right. When does that happen?
Just now.
Yeah. So there it is. Thanks to Sunny and happy birthday to Sunny. That's awesome.
That is cool.
So there it is. If you love Static Radio and you want to support Static Radio, mystaticradio.com. And right now, just one of the things we do around here, culture shock.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is This album came out on Tuesday, and I have not turned it off yet. It is, I think it's incredible. Now, it does, however, unfortunately, there's a song on there that stops us from being able to play the whole thing because there's language in, on one of the songs, mm-hmm. which kind of bumps me out.
Yeah.
However, it was one of the most worshipful records I've heard in a long time. I couldn't believe it. This one even more blatantly obvious. Now, we were talking about Mumford this week, and one thing I actually didn't know, I knew that their parents were missionaries.
Right.
But we were talking about this yesterday. Their parents actually started the Vineyard movement, right? Is it Vineyard?
Is it? Yeah. Would that be like the...
In England.
Oh,
yeah.
The... Joshua's, you know, the Vineyard?
Yeah, no, the Vineyard worship movement, you know.
Oh.
Out here. Yeah, Vineyard, yeah. They
cool.
started the UK
That's
Vineyard
cool.
out there, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so learn something new every day.
These guys are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty great. So, song's called Below My Feet. It's Mumford & Sons, Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
Wait, that's you.
But usually you're supposed to make like a hey or
no,
something.
No, that's Billiam. You're thinking.
This hey. It all has to run the same.
Hey! Mm. There you go. Hey.
In the morning.
Data cardio.
New math. Chaos.
Which is what it is in here.
Wow.
It's true.
So a lot of people, you know, ask us questions. You can ask us a question. studio@mystaticradio.com. We get a lot of emails in. We got a listener email question.
Do you wear socks?
Asking what we do while the songs are playing. You know, we... Normally, we hang out, we prepare, we get ready for the next break, for the next thing that we're going to talk about, what story we're going to do, where we're going to go. But this morning, for some reason, we decided we were going to do what we have. We've never done this before, but we got Moses from the video department.
Yeah.
And we decided to film an action scene from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And
out
one
in
of
the
my,
park.
One of my hidden talents.
Yeah.
I can jump really high.
Yeah.
She's the hidden dragon.
Yeah.
Because she comes out of the sun.
Yeah. Nate asked us on Facebook, what is up with the photo? So we did. We put a photo up on Facebook, and that's an actual photo from the park right out front. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and Mitch springboarded off of this really cool.
And Celeste has really good timing because she took the picture.
You took the photo, and the fact that it's an action shot and Mitch is in the air and it's not blurry is pretty incredible.
What can I say? I was on the yearbook right there. Squad in high school.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's probably it. Okay. So there it is. And, you know, Moses from the video department with the camera. But yeah, that's
Moses.
What we did. So that'll be coming to theaters. Maybe never. But it's awesome.
On February 30th.
Dude. You're flexible, bro. Look at that.
Yeah,
that karate kick.
I know.
That's real.
Yeah.
You really did that.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm very, wow. I don't even know what to say.
Impressed?
Yeah, quite impressed. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. So thanks for the listener who emailed in that question as to what we do in between songs.
This
if you have a listener question, hey.
We fight.
We would love to answer it. And you can send them in to studio@mystaticradio.com. Yeah. Interesting morning.
It really
it's
has been.
So weird. If you missed it earlier, Stephen Christian from Amberlin prank called us, and that was fun.
That was awesome.
During the only serious moment of the show, somehow.
I know. I was into it.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you're calling now?
And yet he had some great questions for Clay from the Aspen Project.
He ended up just interviewing Clay.
You need to learn from him, bro.
I know.
For interviews.
As soon as you start asking, like, oh, I got to write this down. This is good stuff.
I need to start booking more interviews because it's hilarious. Every time we get an interview...
I got a question in last time.
You
don't
really
even.
Did.
Yeah. And it was good.
People think I just talk over you and I over talk and I'm constantly me.
No,
but in between every question, I lean back and give you the anything.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Just go. Just you go.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
Talking like this.
I love talking like that.
Oh, man.
That's my favorite accent to talk in.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what we're going to do.
It is so much fun.
I think maybe I'd be more comfortable interviewing people if I just talk like this all the time.
It's like another personality. You just take it on and then people believe that you are actually that assertive.
Oh, man.
This isn't really me. I'm just me in the South.
If I were in the car listening, I would have changed it by now.
Really? Because everyone else loves it.
And we did a whole hour like this and then people were like, what are you doing? I was like, it's great, isn't it? They're like, yeah, it is. I'm going to tune in more to the evening.
It's great.
So good. I love that. I love that so much. Teen Girl Squad, have you ever watched it?
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys have terrible, star terrible accents.
It's amazing.
It's been a while. And since I've gotten braces, it makes everything a lot harder.
Who's your inspiration?
Are you excited to graduate high school?
Be quiet.
Are you, like, stoked on that?
Does it feel better for you to make fun of people? Because I understand some people, the only way they can feel okay about themselves is if they make fun of other people. And since you do that so much, I assume this
he
is
must
what you
feel
need.
Real good.
So at my expense, make fun of me as much as you want, because I want you to feel good about yourself.
It makes him feel really good about himself.
I just have really low self-esteem issues. And it helps me when I down everybody else and make fun of them. I'm so sorry.
So how does being confronted feel?
I can't even keep doing this.
Sorry, it sounded like I was going to cry, but really I was just on the verge of laughing. I apologize.
Ah, see, right back to it. Denial. We all know where that comes from. We all saw that movie Finding Nemo. This is denial.
Oh, very nice.
We all know.
Very nice.
Didn't have to take a psychology class to get that one.
Please, please, I'll do anything if you guys just stop talking like that.
You know what?
Don't worry about a thing.
Every little thing
is going to be all right.
Wow.
You know what the best part is? Is that this show is going to end, but me and you are still going to be here, and we're going to drive you crazy.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah, what people don't realize is we do the show. The show ends at 10, but we're here till 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon regularly, preparing for the next day's show, production, podcast, whatever it is. We all have different jobs here.
Yeah.
And so I have to deal with this pretty much all afternoon. No. So at least everybody, this is a little window into my life.
You get to deal with this.
I'm sorry.
I'm
so right.
Lucky.
As some people already know, I used to be the receptionist in the front, at the front desk. Mm-hmm. Now I'm now the receptionist of the radio pool, like back here. So I sit in the middle, I'm like, he said this! And I just scream at everyone what someone else said, and then I'm like the translator for everyone, and it's hilarious for me, because I get to hear every conversation, even when the doors are closed.
Not so soon.
Booyah!
Are you still doing your country accent? Because
I
can't tell.
Well, yeah, who's your inspiration for a country
ebbs
accent?
Ebbs and flows.
That's why
the guy's from Waverly.
Waverly.
That's
for
not
sure.
A country accent. They're from Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Whatever.
Totally different.
Sounds the
what
same.
Do they have? Is it Southern?
It's Southern. Yeah.
Can I just say, when you guys were on vacation, I got so much work done. Don't tell Stever.
I know. We got back and she was like, I'm already done with everything. Can I go home?
It was Wednesday and I was done for the whole week.
Oh, man. Please stop.
I mean, that didn't happen.
What are you?
I'm not saying that happened anymore.
Wow. You going to be okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. It's 9:40. We're so close to the end. Please check out our photo, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming to a theater soon.
Ish,
maybe.
And by theater, we mean not.
You can jump high, bro.
I know.
Seriously, I don't know if it's the angle of the shot or what, but you are like in the air.
Yeah, I got some height to me. I can jump. I can eagle.
Check it out. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Photo credit, Sally Mitch.
Thanks.
That would be Celeste.
Thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all right. We're going to play some As I Lay Dying right now and scare everybody. Sweet. Steve-O, Mitch, Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Anchor Braille. Song called Find Me. Steven found us this morning. Multiple times.
He sure did.
Calling in and pranking us. Because that's the kind of day it was. Stephen Christian from Amberlynn and Anchor and Braille.
I'm just happy he thinks of us.
If you missed that part of the show, please podcast it. It was great.
Hopefully it's there.
And that's it for us. 9:47 now, which means we're coming to an end. But hey, caption our photo.
You need to, yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We went to great lengths to get this photo.
Yeah. So caption this photo. We put this together in the park this morning for reals. So go check it out. And caption it. Who knows? We got a bunch of copies of the new wedding record.
Seriously, that's great.
We will absolutely be giving some of those away tomorrow morning on the show. So be listening for your chance to score the new record from the wedding. We'll do that.
Gosh, and this picture's amazing.
I'm sure we'll have another photo for you to caption tomorrow. And if you caption it correctly.
You capture
funniest
it.
One. Tomorrow.
Get your creativity ready. We're going to hook you up with a copy of the new wedding record. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah. On the way back, though, we got some Hawk Boy. And, of course, Adri. She's up next.
And her Adriness, as usually said.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that because it's just weird.
See, but then you didn't say it. So I was like, oh, he's not going to say it. Maybe he's waiting for me to say it. Steve-O and Mitch? Was that what you were waiting for?
No.
Okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Go back to the